Hi there, this is Ashley L. Jones with Big Sister Knows. Today is April 10th, 2021. And today I want to share with you two anti-choking devices you need to know about. When I was pregnant, Robbie and I attended an infant CPR course. We took all the information to heart and have been careful to keep small toys, tools, coins, and batteries out of reach. We've also cut up thousands of sandwiches and apples to reduce the likelihood of our son choking on food. Fortunately, we've avoided a major choking incident. I say fortunately because choking is not uncommon, especially among young children who like to explore the world by putting anything and everything in their mouths. Here are some sobering statistics. At least 3 children choke to death on food or other objects around the world each day. 1 child dies from choking in the U.S. every 5 days. Over 12,000 children visit an ER in the U.S. because of food-related choking every year. There were 4,500 deaths among all ages due to choking in the U.S. in 2009 alone. Choking and suffocation are responsible for almost 40% of unintentional injuries in infants under 1 year old in Canada. Approximately 95% of deaths from choking occur in the home environment. And finally, choking is a leading cause of death in persons over 65. The Don't Choke website, that's don'tchoke.ubc.ca, which is a BC Children's Hospital initiative, that's a great website resource on choking. Along with the stats that I previously noted, the site also provides a list of common choking hazards. They state the most common obstructions worldwide are fish bones, coins, nuts, and seeds. Other items include hard candies and gel candies, unpopped popcorn kernels, and even stickers. One item of particular concern is the button battery. Not only can it obstruct the airway, but the acids in it can burn a hole through the esophagus in 2 hours. So what do you do if your spouse or child starts to choke? According to the experts like Red Cross, if the person is able to cough, talk, or breathe in and out, then don't intervene. Watch him carefully to make sure he's still breathing and let him cough up the obstruction. That's what coughing is for. However, if the person becomes unable to cough, talk, or breathe, and starts turning blue, then back slaps and the Heimlich maneuver are in order. The Heimlich maneuver is a fancy name for abdominal thrusts. These thrusts lift the diaphragm and expel air from the lungs, causing the foreign object to be expelled. The idea is simple, but there are special considerations for those who are infants, unconscious, pregnant, infirm, or disabled. Therefore, it's very important to learn the details and to take an in-person class if possible. Healthline.com has a good description of the Heimlich maneuver, including those special considerations, and provides training videos. Check with the Red Cross at redcross.org or your local hospital for hands-on training. But here's the crux. The Heimlich is not always effective. CPRCertified.com states the Heimlich, this is a quote, has an extremely high success rate among children and adults alike. According to an AHA report, approximately 70 to 86% of choking victims recovered after receiving the Heimlich maneuver. Now, that means 24 to 30% of victims do not recover. To me, a mama of a rambunctious toddler who loves small trucks and raisins, that is a scary statistic. And what do you turn to if the Heimlich doesn't work? Well, experts say to keep trying it and to call 911. Maybe their techs will have more luck, or maybe they'll need to give your kid a tracheotomy. Still scary. That's why I was so relieved when I recently discovered 2 airway-clearing devices, the LifeVac and the DeChoker. These are relatively new products, only on the market a few years, so most people I've talked to have never heard of them. That's why I'm now on a mission to make sure everyone knows about these life-saving devices. There are 2 main brands, the LifeVac and the DeChoker, and they each have a different style. But both of the devices are designed to be used if the Heimlich and back slaps prove unsuccessful. They can both be used on adults, children, or yourself when using the appropriate size face mask, and both are registered with the FDA as medical devices. These devices have made headways within the medical community and are now provided in some schools and nursing homes. Now here's a breakdown of these two devices. First, the LifeVac. They claim 115 lives saved, and that's LifeVac, and I think that's LifeVac.net. Now, LifeVac is designed like a small plunger with a handle on one end. Adult and pediatric face masks are provided separately. In an emergency, you would place the appropriate mask on the plunger, then place the device over the victim's mouth, push the device to expel air along the sides of the mask, then pull up to create suction to remove the obstruction. You can watch their free online training video at lifevac.net/training. Now, if you're the one choking, you should be able to easily assemble the device and use it on yourself. The pediatric mask is recommended for children who weigh at least 22 pounds. However, the manufacturer notes on their website that parents have used their device on smaller infants with success. LifeVac offers a home kit and a travel kit. Both kits include an adult and a pediatric face mask. The home kit also includes a practice mask and choking prevention tips and comes in a Ziploc style bag. The travel kit comes in a more portable zippered travel bag. The LifeVac device, and that's the plunger with the handle, does not expire, but the masks should be replaced every 2 to 3 years, and they are made in the USA. Now, currently, if you purchase the home kit for $69.95, you can add a travel kit for $49. The second device is the D-Choker, and that's dechoker.com, and they claim 154 lives saved. The D-Choker looks like a large syringe with an integrated face mask. In an emergency, you would select the appropriate device, sized for an adult, a child, or a toddler, and place the mask over the victim's mouth. You would then press down the mask, causing the air to be expelled out the side and creating suction. With your other hand, you would then pull the plunger from the top of the device to remove the airway obstruction. Unlike the LifeVac, the D-Choker has that integrated mask, which means you won't have to place the mask on the device during an emergency. However, if you want to protect your spouse and your children, you might need to purchase 3 devices, one adult, one for children, and then one for toddlers. The D-Choker expires after 27 months, so you'll need to reorder it every couple years. Right now, if you buy a D-Choker of any size for $49.95 on sale from $69.95, they also have a 2-pack for $99 or a 3-pack for $140. You never know when a choking emergency will happen, and if it does, the Heimlich may not be sufficient. I encourage you to consider purchasing one of these airway clearance devices for yourself, your parents, your grandmother's nursing home, and your child's daycare facility. Let your friends and family know about these devices so they can be prepared too. Have you purchased one of these airway clearance devices? If so, what do you think of them? Have you ever had to use it during an emergency? I'd love to hear from you. This has been Ashley L. Jones at Big Sister Knows. Thanks for listening.